This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Ernest, what's up? Look, quick question. How is your social battery doing right now? I'll be honest, mine is a bit on the low side. Maybe it's not setting enough boundaries or just a typical slowdown after our super hectic work schedule. It's so easy to overlook our social needs or overextend ourselves, isn't it? What's your ideal balance of socializing? And how do you recharge? Whether you find energy in crowds or need more time to yourself, understanding your social needs is crucial. I remember a time when I struggled to balance my social engagement with my personal downtime. Y'all know us, we're always outside. So what really helped me was learning to recognize my limits and prioritizing my well-being. I've heard plenty of my peers champion therapy as a great tool for gaining this kind of insight. It's not just for big life issues. It's also about enhancing your day-to-day life by equipping you with the skills to manage your social energy effectively. So if you're considering therapy, why not check out BetterHelp? It's an entirely online service, making it incredibly convenient and adaptable to your lifestyle. Just start with a quick questionnaire and you'll be matched with a licensed therapist. And if you feel the need to switch therapists for any reason, you can do so at any time without any extra cost. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/earnyourleisure today to get 10% off your first month. Remember, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earnyourleisure. Don't wait, don't hesitate, head over there now.
Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
Today's story, this episode's story, will be on Airbnb.
Airbnb, man. Amazing story.
Phenomenal story. Yeah. Phenomenal story. So I'll start it off. In 2007, right? Joe Gebbia,
yeah,
and Brian
Chesky.
They were both 27 at the time,
yeah,
right, and they lived in San Francisco. If anybody's not familiar, San Francisco, I believe, is the most expensive place to live in America. Highest real estate, I'm pretty sure.
Maybe.
I'm pretty sure.
Outside of Manhattan Island.
No, I think it's more expensive
more than
Manhattan.
That?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it is. So they were struggling to pay rent. Right, you know, 27-year-olds, fresh out of college, yeah, you know, struggling. So they live together. They have like a 2-bedroom apartment, I assume. And it was a big conference coming up in the city, a design conference. Yeah.
Right? So they both come from the Rhode Island School of Design. So there was a design conference coming, and they were planning on attending.
Yeah. So all the hotels in the city were booked. Because if anybody's familiar with San Francisco is a very small city. That's why the real estate is so expensive in San Francisco, because it's very small. Obviously, you have Silicon Valley nearby and tech industry. So it's a couple of different things that makes San Francisco so expensive. It's very small, and you're surrounded by the tech industry, which billionaires all around. So land is very scarce. So all the hotels in the city were booked, right? So they have the bright idea to rent out their living room. For people that are looking for hotels. They know people are coming into the city and they're not going to have anywhere to stay.
Yeah, I think Joe sends an email to Brian like, hey, I have this idea. And he shows it at a lot of his press conferences. I have this idea.
Yeah.
You know what? There's no more city. There's no more hotels in the city. There's no more rooms. We got something.
So they want to put 3 airbeds in their living room on the floor. And they are going to cook their guests breakfast.
All right. So we're going to rent the space. We have some space in the living room. 3 air mattresses. Not only are we going to let people rent that, but like you said, we're going to make breakfast for them.
So the next day they launched a website. The website is called airbedandbreakfast.com. because they give you an air bed
yeah,
and breakfast because they're going to make you breakfast. Air bed and breakfast.com.
Keep it simple.
Hence the name Airbnb. But at first it was called airbedandbreakfast.com, right? So from there, a few weeks later, they actually get three people to come.
Yeah.
And I think they charge them $80 a night.
$80 a person.
$80 per person per night.
Yeah.
Right? And it worked out for them. Yeah. And then next year is when they really take off because now they have an idea. They have a business model. They have a website.
But before they get to the next year, like, they're broke.
Oh, they're dead broke.
They're broke. So, like, that conference came and it left.
Yeah, it's $80.
And they still couldn't pay the rent. So what they did is they took out as many credit cards as they could. And he tells a story where he has, remember he used to have trading cards and you slid them in. He had a trading card book, but it was just credit cards. And I think they accumulated like $15,000 in credit card debt each just to pay. They couldn't take out any more cash advances on their credit card.
Cash advances.
Yeah.
Powerful tool, very dangerous tool.
We got some stories on that.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's a different story.
Yeah.
Okay. So next year, 2008, there's a senator that is the talk of politics. His name is Barack Obama, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he's running for president the first time, obviously. And there's the Democratic National Convention, which is held in Denver, Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
So they gear up for the Democratic National Convention.
Yeah, they got another idea.
So they're saying, okay, this is a perfect, I think 80,000 people were going to come into Denver. And there's not going to be enough hotels, very similar to what they did in San Francisco. But yeah. Now they want to scale it.
Yeah.
So they want to recruit other people to rent their apartments, rent their homes. And then they get a portion of that and they'll broker it for them. And
yeah, the idea was like, we're going to find Obama supporters in Denver to open up their homes for other Obama supporters.
I think it had 800 listings. They were able to find.
Yeah, they found some people.
800 homes.
And it was great. They made some money.
They made a little bit of money.
Yeah, some money. Yeah, not enough.
No, not enough.
Yeah. So they still, even after the convention, they're still broke.
No. Before the convention is over. Before the convention is over, leading up to it, they have 800 homes and apartments that they were able to get people to rent, but they still didn't really make any money.
Yeah.
Right? I don't know why. I guess it just wasn't profitable for whatever reasons. So now they go to the convention and they have the bright idea as a marketing tool. And they didn't really do this to make money. They did this as a marketing tool to make cereal. Limited boxes of cereal. They have the Obama O's and the Captain McCain cereal.
Yeah, so the it ties into what they do, right? We're going to give you the room, and how are we going to make breakfast now for you? Because the original thing was like, you get the room and we'll provide breakfast. Yeah,
but this was more of a PR stunt.
Yeah, no, but so he says it in some of his speeches. He's like, look, we had to figure out how we're going to scale breakfast. So are we going to put eggs and ship it to people? No, we're going to make cereal. So what they did, like I think Gabia does is he goes to like the cheapest places he can find cereal. So he goes to like dollar stores and buys cereal and they press up these pictures. Like they go to an architect like, hey, we need you to draw this picture. So they have Obama and they have McCain on the cereal box and they make it limited edition.
Limited edition.
Yeah. And each box has like the number. So if you bought one, you know that you have 4 out of 500 because I think they only did 1,000 boxes.
I think it was 800.
No, 1,000 boxes. Each candidate got 500 boxes. So they put like 4 out of 200 or 5 out of 200. So everybody had a limited number on their box.
Okay.
The brilliant thing is that we know boxes of cereal cost like, what, $4 at the most? Sometimes a little bit more if it's supersized. They charge $40 for the box.
And they made $30,000. So they made $30,000 off cereal. And that was enough to propel them next year going forward.
Yeah.
Where they finally got the business off the ground and off and running. And then they were able to get a substantial amount of money from an angel investor.
Mm-hmm. Some seed money.
Mm-hmm. Then in 2011, they get even more money from Ashton Kutcher.
Yeah.
Legend. People don't.
He's made some brilliant moves.
People don't even remember him.
Punk, what was it, Punk? Was that the show?
Punked.
I think that's what it, oh no, that the 70s show first.
The 70s show punked. He had this movie called The Butterfly Effect.
That was a decent movie. And then he married
Demi Moore.
Right.
He was married to Demi Moore.
And now he's married to Mila Kunis.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ashton Kutcher. Not to get off topic here, but the guy is a genius. Right?
Makes some really good movies.
He's angel investor. He's a Hollywood A-list celebrity who, at the peak of his career, decides to switch his focus and become an investor in tech companies. Mm-hmm. Some of the companies that he invests in early, Spotify, Airbnb, Uber, Twitter.
And now Ripple.
Yes. Cryptocurrency Ripple. So Ashton Kutcher comes in 2011, gives him money. And then they skyrocket.
Right. It gives them money to hire more staffing. They go more from staffing. The United States to now Europe offices, become global.
Global. Their current valuation is $38 billion.
Wow. Yeah, I think so. They're both founders. There's three founders. They're each worth $4 billion. Yes. $4 billion. They're under 40 years old.
Yep. $38 billion valuation. The reason why I like this story is because it highlights, you got, if you are an entrepreneur, you have to do whatever you have to do. You have to hustle at all costs, mm-hmm. right? So they start with an idea to put air mattresses in their living room and to make people breakfast.
Yeah, nobody believed in them. Like they took this to Silicon Valley, had 20 investors.
No, it's laughable. If you think about it, right? You're putting three air mattresses in your living room, and you're gonna make people breakfast, and you're gonna name the company Airbed and Breakfast.
Yeah. They said they laughed at it. That's not a joke. They laughed at them and they said this is never gonna work. They had 20 investors, 10 of them didn't respond to their emails, 5 of them met with them, and the other 5 sat down and had a 10-minute conversation. All of them said no. None of them believed in it.
And then, all right, nobody believed in it. And then when all else fails, they realize that they have to go to plan B and they sell cereal.
Yeah, and that's what gets them the money from the seed investors. They're like, if you can sell cereal to people at $40 a box, you must be on to something.
If one hustle isn't working, you got to switch it.
Right. He said that his mom would call him like, wait, I thought you guys were a chain of like hotel services. Like you're selling cereal now? You're a food company now? It's like whatever we have to do to get this money.
Whatever, by any means necessary.
Yeah. But it didn't, like I said, it didn't work at first. And they had to go to the drawing board. And one of the things they said, they met an investor and he was like, go meet your people. And what that really meant was like, why isn't it working? And they found out that when they went to some of the places that they were listing, they realized that the people weren't taking great pictures. It wasn't displaying the homes like they should. So they said they went to New York and they went to Manhattan and Brooklyn and they went to each listing and said, look, here's a camera I want you to use when you take these pictures. And from that moment,
and it's important too because this, you know, when we say, all right, we give you guys these case studies. So when you go to like business school, Harvard, Yale, whatever, top business school, Wharton, they go through case studies, right? And it's entertaining stories, but it's more so it's education, right? We're not just giving you these case studies just to entertain you. Hopefully, you can learn something from it and implement it in your business, whether you sell t-shirts, whether you're a barber, whatever. You can learn from other people's success stories and figure out a way how you can copy what they have done, mm-hmm. right? There's nothing wrong with
and
that.
We spoke about that one.
Duplicate what they have done or inspire you or gain some type of insight. So I just want to leave that because, you know, we give a lot of these stories and they are entertaining, but it's not just a bedtime story. Like it's for actual action, like to take action, to leave some inspiration. So hopefully that story to me, at very least, is a very inspirational story for a few different reasons. But I just feel that stories like that really, you know, give you the push to keep going because it's not going to be easy in any type of business that you do.
2007, nobody believes in them. 2016, they become the official sponsor of the Summer Olympics. Like this brand that nobody believed in. So like that's to tell you, like just be persistent. Believe in yourself.
From broke to 30,000 in cereals to $38 billion valuation in 10 years.
Right. And anybody can do that.
Yes.
Yeah, anybody can be a host. So it's like if you have space, like
it's like Uber's story. Anybody can it's a disruptive idea. They disrupted the hotel industry, which was the same for 100 years. So if you want to find the next big thing, see what hasn't been changed in the last 100 years, and find a way to disrupt that.
And look across. Look across. Like the people around you might be able to help you.
Yep.
Right.
That's another good lesson.
He reached out to his friend who was from the same design school. He reached out to another friend that was a web developer. That's how they got the site up. And then the person who gives them the seed money actually came from the Rhode Island School of Design. He was like, wait, let me at least have a meeting with these guys since they came from our school. And that's how it starts, man. Reach across.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.